We've all been hit there. What do you got?
Have we?
What do you have?
I don't even know what it's called.
You got a professional mic, bro.
Yeah, it was on like Cheats and Codes. It was like normally like $70 and Erica got it for like $5.
That is super legit.
I don't know how to work it, but you know, it is what it is.
It's gonna knock out all your P's and your S's.
What's this thing called?
I forget. It's like it's a guard thing though. It literally like filters the P's and stuff like that.
Yeah, Penn State,
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Fantastic. Oh God. All right, so where shall we start today? Because we got a lot of places we could go.
Can I just start somewhere that's like kind of a downer, but
yeah, let's go down and then build us up the rest of the podcast, right?
Sure. Well, you know, we're on a podcast, right?
Sure.
Is that what we're doing? So someone that I know started a podcast in like September over the disappearance of Michael Bryson, right? Are you guys familiar with that at all?
No.
Negative.
Dude disappeared around Cottage Grove area in August. No one's found him.
Okay.
Well, this person.
Wait, was that guy like ex-army guy or?
I don't know. Sure. I don't think so.
No.
Okay. It's like a national story though.
Okay. All right.
I'm surprised that you guys don't know. Nothing.
I don't follow missing person cases. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's the market we should be doing. Because this person is getting, I remind you, they started in September and they're getting paid per episode and have been picked up by some Wondery or something to do a case in British Columbia. And like the RV Corral is paying them to drive out to South Carolina to do another one. We need to do missing persons podcast.
To just talk about a missing person?
Yes. It's what chicks love, man.
They really do.
They really do. That's a good point.
And I'm just saying, like, I heard that yesterday. And I was like, wow, we've been doing this since June. And, like, we can't even get Dairy Mart.
We've been doing it way longer than June, by the way.
I don't count that other one.
Yeah.
For this, you know.
The first story that comes up for Michael Bryson – NBCNews.com. Michael Bryson, 27, of Eugene, Oregon, was last seen at Hobo Camp campground near Dorena in Oregon. I first read that and I was like, I thought it said at a hobo camp. And I was like, I'm like, NBC News, that is inappropriate.
Here's the problem. If we started one like that, like with this case, I'd just be like, you know, 99%, that dude's just dead. He's in a park.
That's the problem.
I mean, it's...
No! No! Like that'd
be the issue, is we'd give up like 5 seconds.
If he was like missing from his house or something like that, this dude's out in the wilderness.
There's so many things
that could happen in the wilderness.
Yes, but the man hours that people and cops and whatever spent, like, he's gone. Like, unless a cougar ate him and just ran away 1,000 miles, he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's dead.
Which is a possibility.
That is very much a possibility, by the way.
I mean, RIP, the two goats up at Tokatee, they just got cooped up.
Bon appetit, Tokatee.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm down. Like, if you find me a missing person and we'll do a podcast about it.
Like I don't want to throw out the dollar amount because that's uncouth, but damn, it would have been nice.
But you know the
person? But when I heard, yes. But when I heard that, like, they had been picked up for one other case and then another case,
picked
and then
up a for local a case. By the way,
their local place is setting them on an RV trip to investigate. Yeah.
They're not like Patton Oswalt's ex-wife who like solved the Golden Gate murder or whatever. They're not like doing investigations. They're doing a podcast.
No, right? But that's what like the it's not the RV corral, but it's one of them. It's setting them to South Carolina to do. To unearth new stuff.
No, they're not.
And here we are being like, oh, Chris Duarte's real shooting efficiency is.
My guy. My guy, you want to go to another state and look into a dead, a missing
hell person? Yeah. Okay.
Are you no dollar amounts. Like I said, that's uncouth. How many listens is this thing's getting?
Hey, King.
What's the views?
Everything going okay at home?
Yeah.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not just trying to like cut out.
No, good.
Okay. You're not looking for excuses to go to South Carolina for you know.
No.
Beb.
It's a safe house. There's a
missing person in Tennessee, Beb. We got to investigate. Okay, all right.
I think Erica wants to correct me on this though. She ran out telling me I'm telling this podcast thing all wrong. Do you want to?
Oh, look, she comes on last week, and now she's just trying to own this shit.
Well, I mean, she came out like she'd run like a WWE entrance, you know? You got it all wrong, mister, and let me tell you why.
Listen here, brother.
Yeah. I'm all,
need the glass break.
I'm all ears. Don't tell me. Same for the mics.
Same for the people. Mic hog over here. Oh no. All right, so we know this person, or he knows this person?
We know this person.
You know this person. Okay.
Yeah, so this is a legit person. So she started out with doing the Michael Bryson case, which
yes.
I overheard. Y'all don't know about that. I don't know how you don't know.
Never heard of that person before. Yeah.
There's like missing people posters everywhere on the back of people's cars.
That sounds like something for somebody who goes outside. Okay. That ain't skiing. Yeah.
Okay. So she started doing that podcast, and then it's still a mystery of what was happening. Okay.
But they're not solving anything. They're not digging into like, you know, files or whatever. They're literally just talking about what's happening with the case, right?
Correct. So she goes and she talks to the detectives, the investigators. She talks to people that were there.
Okay, that's cool.
During this time.
So like interviewing people.
Parents. Yeah, so she totally does so
she's
like
reporting. She's a reporting. She's reporting is what
yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah. On like
that's doable.
Everything that's happened. Yeah. Yeah. All right. She gets it like, yeah. Okay. So right. Then that happened. And then there's this Fauna Fry case where a woman went missing in what's like 2 hours from here, Grant?
Sharpsburg.
Bedford.
3 hours. Yeah, Grant Pass is farther away than Cottage Grove.
Okay, so it's down that way.
I do that all the time.
She is missing, and so now she's reporting on this current Fauna Fry. So, yes, she got picked up by a big-name store around here that I'm not going to say just because I don't want to get
it's
in trouble.
It's already been said.
No, it hasn't.
No. So it's not the RV place? Okay.
Guaranteed Junction
No, City. Another. So another one picked her up that she's Brad getting
Cottage Grove.
A great amount from. Brad. And then, yes, one of the RV stores around town are giving her an RV.
That's what's up.
To go down for the weekend and do some more investigating. Well, she also then got picked up by a Canadian company who will be letting her and her family go to Canada to investigate another story.
That'll work, shit.
But see, that's just what I guess I'm still missing is, it sounds like she's not investigating, like she's just like talking to people.
She's
like,
interviewing, yeah.
She's not
Sherlock Holmes this shit, like, you know, following foot, like going to the scene of the crime to like.
Yes, I mean she does go to the scene of the crimes.
But you know disappearances, I guess.
Well, that's like NPR does that shit. Like they have a podcast where they do shit like that too. Like it's really, I actually listened to that one and I kind of enjoyed it a little bit.
Yeah, But she got picked up by a sponsor, so now she's getting paid per episodes now too.
Good for her.
So
you get
y'all like, need to up your game a little bit.
Hey, you know of a missing person? You let him know, and then we'll start it.
I'll make it. How about I make a missing person?
Yeah.
And then you all you all just go ahead and go with that. Okay.
Sounds like a thing to me.
Okay.
Y'all live out 99. We can make a person go missing really easy.
Stop saying where we live. Come
on. He's already said it.
Now I have to find a different place to hide the body.
Oh, touche. I was going to say, the 14 people who listen to this already know where you guys live, so you're good.
That's a whole nother story now.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give him back. But y'all should really look into sponsorships or something.
Make some people go missing and we're on it.
I got Jeremy's body going.
Yeah.
He's actually not returning to this podcast now.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Sounds like more money for us then.
Yeah, should we just talk movies then, Ski? For the rest of the 45 minutes? we'll talk nothing but action movies. But by the way, we should, this was an off-podcast conversation you and I had to do, a movie podcast. I'd be curious if...
That segment of You're a Loser podcast was brought to you by Winco. Winco, bargain foods. For not a bargain price.
For the bargain podcast. yeah. By the way, so to finish my thought, if anybody would be interested in Ski and I doing a movie podcast.
I've actually thought about this is we even if we just intertwine that into this one, mm-hmm. or we just review, even if it's something terrible. But
you don't like movies though.
Oh, I'll do it for this.
Okay.
Weekend at Bernie's 3, and we just watch
it's only awesomely bad 80s action movies.
Yeah. So. And then we'll sprinkle in some good ones too.
Oh no.
No? Okay.
Oh no.
Though I am out on reviewing Justice League Zack Snyder cut, cuz that 14-hour movie, sorry, I don't care about Batfleck enough. The good guy wins, I get it.
I'll be watching that movie tomorrow, by the way.
Does it come out? Is it today or tomorrow?
It's today, but obviously we're doing this right now. So,
are you going to watch it in one sitting?
Yeah, I'm getting HBO.
You can do that?
I'm getting HBO Max because of that. And I'm keeping it because it has lots of other really good shit too. But
I will say, of all the streaming stuff, like the separate ones, HBO Max is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, what's the worst is Apple Plus.
Yeah, they have Ted Lasso.
They have Ted Lasso and The Astronaut Show and the other one with Jason Momoa C.
No. Which astronaut show?
I can't remember the name of it. So that Joel McKinnon in
McKinnon. Okay. So you're not talking about the one with House. Okay. All right.
No, not with
that. I think that one's on HBO Plus.
Yeah. But see, they got three good shows. I don't think they have anything else really on there that's worthwhile.
No, I hate that my Apple Plus is going to run out in December of next year.
Before Ted Lasso.
This year, I guess. And right before Ted Lasso comes. So I got to redo it, re-up. But
that's how they get you.
Yep.
They make their own movies, right? They did that Tom Hanks submarine movie or something.
Yeah, they got some movies on
there. Forgot about that.
Yeah, but they're not good though, right?
I haven't watched them, so unknown.
Yeah, okay. All right, should we talk sports at some point?
Apparently not, because no one cares.
I don't really care.
Don't get paid for it. Let's talk about a missing person. Fucking search.
Or just talk about some people we haven't seen in a few years. They might as well be missing.
Hey. What's up with Chris Fender?
Actually, I think I know
what you mean. I know.
Yeah. We do the disappearance of sports by Brooks.
There you go. He came back, though.
Yeah.
So, see, that's what they want you to think. That was clearly someone else accessing that account for
a
day.
That was a deep fake.
Exactly.
I could easily see that.
That's at least 3 episodes of a podcast right there.
I'd be surprised if that hasn't been done. An expose podcast about sports by Brooks.
I believe it's Jeff Perlman. Are you guys familiar with Jeff Perlman?
Yeah, the ESPN basketball writer?
No.
No?
He's a baseball guy. Oh, okay. I think it was Sports Illustrated.
I'm thinking of something.
You're thinking of Jeff Goodman.
Yes, I am. That's who I'm thinking of.
Easy mistake. Jeff Perlman, I think about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
said he got like he tracked down Sports by Brooks.
Really?
Okay.
Like he tracked him down and got to, I believe it's his sister's house or something. And the story was so like probably mental healthy that he decided he couldn't.
Just scrapped it.
He couldn't do it. It just wasn't fair to Brooks.
I was gonna say, like, did he know what he looked like before? Because there's the picture on the Twitter page, but like that could not be him. That looks like a fucking like Tom from MySpace picture. That looks like a fake person.
I really didn't have to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that Sports by Brooks was like a Georgia, was like a kicker for Georgia?
No.
Or like a holder?
Huh.
Yeah. He played football for Georgia.
So
some special teams thing, but
is we got a Ray Finkel situation going on?
It could be. Finkel is Einhorn.
Finkel is Einhorn. There you go.
Einhorn is Finkel.
all right. So did you guys watch any of the playing games today?
I'm watching UCLA get destroyed by the Michigan State Spartans, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah,
or presented by Rocket Mortgage. I apologize.
Are you – so how – okay. So in general, we go into the NCAA tournament like knowing about maybe half the teams. Like just on a normal season, we'll have heard enough about a team here and there to know at least a little bit about them. Like I was realizing looking at the bracket that I don't really know anything about any of them, like other than the Pac-12 teams.
I know
Illinois is a one. Like Illinois is a one seed. Yeah. I don't know anything about them. Nothing.
They got a really big dude. That's good.
Sounds legit. I think Gonzaga has one too, right?
They got a couple.
I think they have a couple of big whites.
So does Michigan, right?
I think Michigan's done because I think they're like their best player.
No, they got a they still got a Wagner, don't they?
No, but like Livers, yeah. Isaiah Livers.
Oh, Livers. Yeah.
I think he's out for the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that Iowa has the big white
with
just
white.
Really an aggressive chin and an aggressive eyebrows. He's like almost Cro-Magnon, which makes sense because he plays for Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if that guy, if Iowa chiseled him out of permafrost 4 years ago and put a uniform on, we're like, oh, basketball, me Luca. Mm-hmm. It'd be fitting if he saw.
Well, no, he's the dude from Sixth Man. He stops on dime.
Dude from Encino Man.
Encino Man, yeah, yeah.
No, but the original question. Back to, I did watch both of the playing games.
Yeah,
and I've seen a lot of chatter from sports writers and people saying they don't like teams that win their tournament to have to play be a play-in game team. If anyone watched those two games,
yeah.
They should be playing. Those teams are fucking awful.
See, I disagree
they
with that.
They should be playing games.
I disagree.
Did you watch any of the App State, like, Norfolk game?
Fuck no, I don't care.
App State went 0 of 18 from 3 to start the game. 0 of 18, and then they fucking came back in the second half and almost won.
Yeah.
That's how bad both of those teams are.
I think this type of game should be the play-in game.
You get their shit stomped.
Michigan State's 15 and 12.
Yeah. No, this
don't reward them with an auto.
Yeah.
Give it those teams do stink. Norfolk, App State, they do stink. And they're never going to win a round. Just put them in. Like, yeah.
Put them in.
Because they have to win everything. Where UCLA and Michigan State, UCLA didn't beat a single good team this year.
No.
So it's fair that they're in this round.
Sparty had some good wins, though.
Yeah, they also had 12 losses.
So the question is, what do you make?
Like if they lost. If their last game they had won, they had lost, they'd be 14-13. They're not in the tournament. Like, that's a team that deserves to be in this round.
Then what do you do? Make all the 11 seeds playing games?
That's the thing I don't quite get, is the 11 seeds. Yeah, it is bizarre.
It's like they're not good enough to make the tournament fully, but when they do, you're an 11 seed.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, because Drake and Wichita, like, aren't bad. Like, I
watched Drake's, Drake's just got injuries. That's their problem.
Yeah.
I did listen to about maybe 20 total minutes of Wichita and Drake on the radio today, kind of off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of It's now 32-30. It was at 1 point 24-11. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. References were, I mean,
oh boy. Well, yeah. if you were watching on television, you would have heard Avery Johnson as the color analyst. Oh boy.
Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson. Discombobulated. Oh my God. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. I can hear that.
And Drake is up by two. Call these scary hours.
Speaking of,
really bad.
Speaking of podcasts about missing Drake. People, I could listen to Avery Johnson do a podcast about missing people. Like, that'd be fantastic.
And then they gutted her from sternum to throat.
It'd be like ASMR or whatever the hell that is.
It was a murder.
Him talking lightly into a really good microphone about murders. Ugh.
Speaking of Drake, I was surprised you put Drake as the intro last week. I thought you were. Okay. I thought you'd be an anti-Drake guy.
Oh no, he's got some bangers.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Man,
I don't care for Drake.
That lemon pepper freestyle with Rosé.
I'll never forget the first time I downloaded like a Post Malone Greatest Hits album. It was just, my mind just fucking blew open. Like, Post Malone makes some fucking jams, dude.
Bangers, absolutely.
I'm not even kidding. Like,
I love it.
I'm kidding. That dude makes some absolute fucking bangers.
I love how you're already downloading a greatest hits of a guy that's like 26.
No, it was one of these things where like Apple will all of us, like Apple makes these like mix CDs or whatever. They're not CDs, obviously, but like they make these mixes for people, and they made one for him. And I was just like, yeah, right. I'll download it, whatever. And like every single song, I was like, oh shit, give me that. And when the fucking Spider-Man animated movie came out, come on now. My daughter and I bonded to Sunflower. Yo, come on.
Yeah, gosh, that's bringing back some. That song was played in my house like every day for like 4 months.
So many times. She asked me the other day if I knew her. That. She's like, "Hey, can we listen to that song?" And I was like, "I don't know where the CD is.
Disappeared."
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. If you find it, I'll totally listen to it.
She's a sunflower.
Oh man. Nobody needs to listen to us do it.
Well, that's gonna be the fucking intro music, so
yeah, might as well. By the way, if we get popular, like if we get like listeners like that where we're making money and stuff, we'd have to stop playing all this like actual licensed music.
Yeah,
to open the
yeah, that would be a
they would make us take down all of these episodes that we've already done.
I mean, I was DCMA'd on Twitter like 2 months ago. That shit was, I mean, they do not, Bruno Mars does not fuck around.
Wait, what'd you do?
What is it? DMCA'd or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It was from a rodeo like 3 years ago. And I'm just taking like a 12-second clip of this guy getting his ass kicked by a fucking Bronco. And like in the background is some Bruno Mars song. Clearly not the focal point of this video. I'm laughing at this man getting tossed around by a horse.
Yeah.
Like Columbia Music came in and swooped on me.
Well, that's what you get for being you, though. I mean, you were featured on Deadspin once, so
kind of
a big deal.
It's true, kind of, you know.
Like an internet personality here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why you get that mic.
I got it for free. I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
Saw me on IG.
Jesus. All right, so Ducks play VCU Saturday, right? It's like Saturday at 6:57 exactly.
Means like 7:30 probably.
Yeah.
6:57.
It's the last game of the day. Last game of the first round.
That's a comically placed time though. I like it. I'm in favor of it. So VCU is really good at defense apparently. And they have one guy who averages 20 points a game. And that's all I got on VCU.
I listened to local sports radio maybe a couple days ago. And a caller called in. and seriously asked, where's VCU from?
Did he not know the name of the school?
Did not know the name of the school.
Yeah. So, throw a couple.
There's just a lot. It's a V. Like, it kind of narrows stuff down.
Throw a couple of guesses out there.
Could be Vermont or Virginia.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's about it. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the defense thing makes me wary just because of how Oregon played against Oregon State.
It's defense. They're playing Dayton and like Davidson. It's not like,
yeah.
Not, I well, think they gave Dayton, up like, Dayton's I think they okay. gave up 90 yeah. points to West Virginia yeah. early in the season. So it's, I mean, take their defense with a grain of salt.
My point too is that Oregon State's also not good. And so Oregon State was able to get in their face on three pointers, just literally just get their hands up in their face on three pointers. And it apparently makes Oregon miss all of their shots. So if they do that, obviously, they're going to lose, but, what I would see, and, you know, I would think Altman would talk to them about this after the Oregon State game, is a lot more of them going to the basket and not just hanging out. So I know the three-pointer got them to where they are, but they also have really good athletes. And so I think going at the rim is probably going to be a good idea. And as anybody who's ever watched basketball knows, the more you do that, the more it opens things up on the outside. So I don't know. I know it's weird, like breaking down fucking strategy here with a team that you don't know anything about, but
I'm pretty sure it's another team kind of built like the Ducks, where they got like four or five guys at about 6'6" to 6'8", and then maybe a couple smaller guards, but they don't have any huge guys that should cause like problems, at least.
Yeah, it's
rebounding.
It's a good matchup, like both ways, but I don't know that. That Oregon State game kind of makes you pause, doesn't it?
Well, anyone that shoots that bad is going to fucking good chance of losing.
Yeah, if you shoot 4 for 26 from three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they didn't play good anyway. They got their asses kicked on the boards and blah, blah, blah. But
all around, yeah.
You know, if they shoot that bad again from three, they're going to, you know, just any team's going to lose.
And if you remember, the Ducks cut it to like 5 or 6. With like 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of arm's length.
Yeah.
It never felt as close as it was.
No.
I didn't think.
Yeah, you really felt like Oregon was out of it the whole time.
Yeah, really. Like honestly, like
Which is weird because you're going against a bad team. And so
like at the 10-minute mark, I was like, they're hot.
Yeah.
U of O's cold. But then by halftime, I was like, oh.
And it's basketball, too. So, like, a team is going to go on a run at some point. And Oregon's runs this year have been really good. So you almost were waiting for it, and it just never came. Like, Figueroa just couldn't hit an outside shot. Like, he finally hit one, and you're like, oh, okay, is this the time? And then he follows it up by missing a wide-open three. And you're just like, oh, okay, yeah. It's not going to happen tonight. It felt a lot like a football game last year, didn't it? Like, it's Shuck's just going to airmail people all night. It's not going to happen. So, okay, let's just come to terms with it and we'll move on with our lives.
I would say the concerning thing from the two games in Vegas was just Duarte was just I don't want to say he was bad.
He wasn't trying. Like, he wasn't trying to get a shot.
He was just kind of there. Like, I think he scored maybe 16 against the Beavs, but it wasn't very impactful. And then he scored, what, 2 or 3 the game before against ASU? Yeah. He was just kind of floating.
He's a role player. Just like,
it was weird.
Yeah, like he's
got to be.
He's
got to
be the guy.
He's got to be the guy.
He's got to look for a shot, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not going to be the guy, like if it's going to be Omarui or whatever, like fine. But like, when you get the ball one-on-one, go look for a shot. Cause
you got to do really something.
Good. Yeah. You're really good at shooting. I don't know if you've noticed that this year, Duarte, and also going at people too. So, you know, do that. Hashtag analysis. Last time Oregon played VCU, they lost in 2014. Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah. I think it was in Brooklyn.
It was like the Legends tournament or something like that.
Yeah.
VCU had a real good guard. I thought, was it Eric Maynor?
No, I feel like Eric Maynor was a Blazers legend at that point.
He was already a Blazers
legend. I think he was traded from the – I feel like Eric Maynor was traded from the Thunder to the Blazers in the springtime of 2012.
In that game, I wrote this down. Dylan Brooks led Oregon with 15. Joe Young went 2 of 13 from the field and 1 of 9 from 3. So they need Duarte to not do that. And they should be okay.
Yeah, Eric Maynor drafted in 09.
he did go to VCU, though.
He did, I know.
5 years.
He was traded to the Blazers in spring of 13. I was close.
There you go. Yeah, we base all of our memories in the last 10 years around where he was at the time. okay. So I guess, do we want to give our final four picks? You said,
sure.
Yeah, I asked you guys earlier, like, should we talk about the tournament? Like, should we do something with brackets or something? And Ski's like, give our final four? And I was like, okay, sure.
I will say, I did put together mm-hmm. not a 64, but a 32 team or a 32 name bracket for Oregon media types.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then it just felt too mean and I scrapped it.
Oh, okay.
Who was your number one overall seed?
I didn't really do it that way. I just I just made sure Fentress and mm-hmm. Canzano and Janes were, I guess, 8 seeds.
They got okay. So they're
at the bottom. Yeah.
They'll face each other in the Sweet 16 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Janes. God.
Granted, I haven't seen a damn thing from that dusty man in like 3 years, but I know he's still covering the Blazers.
Somebody is still paying him. Like
he reminds me of the mayor from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Like the face turns around.
Yeah, he's got the same fit, shirt, yeah. Jacket, everything.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, so let's give our meaningless, stupid Final Four right now. How about that? Yeah?
Deal.
especially if I put it like that. All right, who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go. Mine's pretty fucking chalky. I got the Zags.
Yep.
I got the Illini.
Okay.
I got Baylor. I got three number ones.
Three ones.
And then I threw in Texas.
Texas, yeah. Tejas the two, right?
Three. Three? I think Bama's the two.
Okay, that's right. I also have Texas and Gonzaga. I also have Baylor. And I have Oregon because y'all are some fake fans. So why not? Like all of these are complete guesses. Again, I don't know anything about Texas or Baylor. Nothing. At all. The only stuff Oregon, I know about Gonzaga is what you guys have told me.
Richie Fromm, Stoker Free, Casey Calvary.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
The Ducks and the Zags are in the same region.
Is Roni Turioff still playing for them? No? Okay. They're not in the same region.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
You're missing the Illinois region, whatever the bottom right region is.
God, then
which Illinois, I think is like
then Illinois, I guess. Whatever.
See, I picked the Ducks to lose to Kansas. Ooh. In like the what is that, the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be palatable to me for them to beat Kansas and lose to the Zags in the Elite Eight.
They're not in the same bracket.
Yeah,
they are.
Top left bracket.
Yeah, top left. Gonzaga's up there at the one, and then Oregon's in the bottom left.
No, Oregon's a 7 because Iowa's right there as a 2 seed.
Oh, yeah. What am I looking at? Yeah, whatever.
Sports!
What's your 4, King?
I don't even want to tell you. It's so I just picked.
No, that's okay, because I don't really want to hear it either.
I just picked three number ones in Kansas because I don't know anything.
I know.
But like really looking at it, I'm like, am I really going to pick Baylor to make a Final Four? I mean, it's Baylor.
This is one of the first years.
They lost to Yale in the tournament a couple years ago. Like,
yeah,
they did.
Yeah. Do I really want the Zags to make the Final Four? No.
It's not a matter of want.
I know, but I mean, I just, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I
mean,
no, I see. I see what you're saying.
But yeah, I mean, Blake, I mean, the game has changed a little bit, and Blake Stepp is just so efficient for the Zags.
Yeah.
At breaking the press and setting people up from the wings on dribble drives to hit threes because, the you know, the game is playing in the perimeter.
Not in the tournament. He didn't hit any threes in the tournament.
He's got Dan Dick out just posted up on the wing.
Yeah, think of that legendary. We'll put like the legendary Gonzaga team together. So you got like Turioff, Morrison, Stepp, Dickow. We need one more.
Calvary.
Zach Collins.
Zach Collins. There
Richie
you go.
Richie Fromm. I already see him.
Rich.
Well, we need a big man, so it's probably going to be Collins, right?
Whatever that big mountain that was played with Collins.
Yeah, who was that?
They had that huge dude that weighed like three. I don't remember his name either.
Yeah.
Big white Euro dude. That was a monster.
Eric Piatkowski.
Wait, no, they had Sabonis too, didn't they?
Oh, they did have DeMontis.
Yeah. Sabonis was dope.
If you're a big white guy, sounds like your home's in Gonzaga.
Yeah.
That's why I'm surprised we got that 7 foot string bean brittle battle, whatever five star kid we got.
Is his last name really brittle?
I think it's brittle or battle.
It's Biddle. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Biddle. Yeah.
He went to Crater.
Dude is so gonna just be full of stress fractures in his legs and feet. Like,
well, speaking of giant,
I covered
about Sean Bradley. He's like paralyzed now.
Yeah. Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah, he got hit on his bicycle.
Oh,
yeah.
It's got to be the biggest bicycle in the history of Earth.
That's, I kind of wanted to see what he looked like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
7'7" trying to pedal. I kind of pictured those, remember those old giant, like old timey bikes that were like the one giant wheel and the one tiny wheel. And it's like,
top of the day.
Cause you can actually just like lean over and his foot's touching the ground there. So
he's got gangs of New York ass bikes.
Yes. A pipe and a top hat. Top of the morning, lads.
I'm going to get the local news.
Oh, shit.
Apologies to the Bradley family.
We should know. That sucks, man. I covered Biddle a couple times, and he is as skinny as advertised. Mm. Like he is as skinny as he looks on TV and in camera.
I saw him playing in some tournament. Like he plays in California now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like him versus the number 2 or 3 recruit in the nation. And I was like, I'd rather have that other guy.
God.
This is not even close.
He's going to get bodied up so hard in college.
Him and Nafali Dante practicing against each other, just breaking bones.
By the way, though, think about that shit. They're going to have like 3 near 7-footers on the roster at the same time. It's going to be interesting.
Free Kepnang.
Yeah, right? Yeah, get him in there. I need a second half time from him.
I get that he's not really good on offense, but like in that OSU game, going back to that talk, when you're down by 12 rebounds with like 9 minutes left in the game, put in the one big guy you have. Hashtag free Kepnong. Hashtag fire Altman. His last name was Faultman. I mean, he's just egregious. I get it. Oh, we're cute. We're playing small ball. We're fun. We're rotating the ball. We're shooting threes. Like Charles Barkley said in 2015, a team cannot win a championship by shooting threes. And I'm pretty sure he has not been proven wrong. Other than the 4 or 5 times in the NBA, he hasn't been proven wrong. And it's just egregious. Play free Kepnong. Play him. Big Frank. Big Frank. Frank, Frank. Kepnong. Kepnang. We've got to play him. Get a board.
Is there anybody proven wrong more than Charles Barkley when it comes to basketball?
I mean, the Warriors, like, I mean, yeah, sure, they won 3, but, you know, do they really win them? Because I don't count the Kevin Durant ones.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. And the first one, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love didn't play. So did the Golden State Warriors, did they really win any of those? I mean, the Bulls would have won all five of them.
You're sounding awfully Fentress-y right now.
I'm just saying, Michael Jordan would not have lost any of those.
Awful.
Even the ones they won, he would have won them. He would have won them in five.
Sure.
Yeah, you're gonna tell me that the Warriors swept a series. Jordan would have won it in two.
I was more referring to his him picking the Blazers all the time. That's a tough boat to get on there, Charles.
Yeah. No, he has been proven wrong quite a bit.
That's gonna sink most times.
Because you caught on to the Fentress stuff. I know it was obvious. Did you see the Fentress point about the New England Patriots a couple days ago?
No, what was it?
Some NFL writer said, "Oh, you know, since the Patriots dynasty ended, you know, blah blah blah." And he's like, "Dynasty? 6 Super Bowls in 18 years? I mean, get out of here. The Bulls won 6-6.
Oh, my God.
It's a different sport. Oh, my God. Bill Russell won.
Yeah. Different sport.
The Bad Boy Pistons won 2-2. By math, that's better than 6-18.
It's a different sport.
He someone close to him.
He's trolling.
Him aside. And be like, dog, just rein it back. Like,
yeah.
The Patriots were absolutely a dynasty. But aside from that, where the fuck are you bringing the Chicago Bulls, the 90s Bulls, into Tom Brady talk?
It's a different conversation entirely.
It's a different sport.
Yeah. Who is still paying him? Because, I mean, he's trying to be that contrarian fucking guy. But what he's saying is so out. It's like Skip Bayless like rolls his eyes at the shit he says.
He's back in the Oregonian. I think he's a jack of all trades. Some Ducks, some Blazers, Seahawks.
He's their main sports writer.
And the 95 Bulls. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the 2021 Buccaneers on your Super Bowl title. Let me tell you about the 91 Bulls.
No, he has a column. He has a column along the side every single day.
Brady could have dribbled past Sam Perkins in 91. Let me tell you.
Right.
I've never seen someone make Michael Wilbon seem like
it's just
a normal Bulls fan.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What I don't get what skin in the game he has to love Michael Jordan and these Bulls teams so much and hate on LeBron and everyone else so much.
Point of going to bat for the 90s Bulls?
Exactly.
Like, is anybody out there being like, oh, the 90s Bulls sucked? No. Like, literally no one.
It was last week.
Somebody said the Bulls
talking
sucked?
About. He was talking about the Warriors again, you know, and how Kevin Durant really never won anything. And it's Steph Curry, you know, he hasn't won anything, blah, 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 blah. Because Kevin Durant joined, who also hasn't won anything, blah, blah, blah. And someone was like, you're just mad because the Kevin Durant Warriors were better than any of the Bulls teams? He lost his shit.
Oh.
they were just like, you're just mad. Like, your son's team. You know,
not better than your team.
He's better than your team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He must be trying to angle for like the Save the Last Dance 2 when it comes out to be like a contributor somehow.
One of the retrospectives.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes any sense whatsoever.
Bulls
honk.
Yeah. I mean, I like sports. You guys like sports.
Sports, yay.
I mean, kind
of. Are you really going to? I just don't see it. Like, I never sit there and go, you want to know what? Where do the 2019 and 20 Kansas City Chiefs rank historically? Where do the 2015 Kansas City Royals? Who cares? They won a title. Like, it's fine. Like, rank them.
Especially to cross sports also and try to.
Like, if you guys see me in 20 years.
Conversations.
If you guys see me in 20 years, be like, no way. The 2032 Arizona Cardinals, they were not better than the 2019 Chiefs. Let me tell you what. Oh, it drives me nuts.
All right, speaking of NFL, let's talk about the NFL. How are you feeling about your Chiefs? because in the last couple weeks they got rid of Fisher, they got rid of Schwartz, and then they just signed Kyle Long out of retirement today. And then they kept their tack or their guard too, right? I forget his name.
And they got the guy from the Patriots, Thuny or Tooney or something.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I thought Long was a guard.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, the signings are fine. Yeah. I mean, Thuny or Tooney, that's a good signing. Long is a value signing. I'm sure. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah,
but shows I don't number know. 69.
Entertaining. Yeah, nice. I just thought the whole. I think I might have said this last week. Just the whole thing where people were like, they let Fisher and Schwartz, they cut them? It's like, Fisher's not playing this year.
No.
Schwartz probably isn't either.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of...
Like, they just cut guys that aren't going to play. Like, they're good.
I mean,
they're not playing. What the NFL's like that.
The NFL cut the salary cap. What do you expect these teams to do?
Yeah.
That's how it works. No, they...
This guy's going to get $11 million?
Though I would say I was a little... taken aback at not out of shape, but Long didn't really look very chiseled when he walked into the building today.
Right.
I was like, oh, he's been podcasting with his brother. Where if you know what his brother is doing podcasting, it's a lot of and eating while they podcast.
If you follow him on Instagram, he does a lot of golf and he does a lot of arrow shooting.
So really?
He does some archery and golf mostly on his Instagram. So that's what he's doing.
You know what? You know what this country is missing is a good archer. I feel like we lost our way when archery went away.
I think archery's died since like Robin Hood.
Yeah, you know, bring back Nottingham.
Yeah.
Y'all clearly don't watch the Marvel movies. Jeez. The best superhero in the Marvel movie.
Is that Hawkeye? Yeah.
Hawkeye.
Is that Hawkeye? Yeah. I'm shocked I got that right.
The one superhero without a superpower.
Yeah, the normal guy.
Yeah. it reminds me of like Deadpool when he forms the X-Force and he gets like some guy named like Tim. Just some normal dude. I just want to be part of it.
Yeah, Frank or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you guys finish WandaVision?
Yes.
Didn't watch it.
I was a little disappointed by the ending just because I had like seen a bunch of theories about what could happen. And so I was like, oh shit, the X-Men are coming, blah, blah, blah. And you know, none of that shit happened. So
X-Men? What?
Yeah. Cause Marvel bought the rights to the X-Men back from Fox. And so they can
have Wolverine up in that joint all of a sudden.
Saying,
that's a little much.
Saying, give me some Xavier, dog. Give me some Patrick Stewart in that bitch. Let's go.
It's only one good X-Men, and that's Gambit, just because he's like a degenerate alcoholic.
Gambit's just a mess.
Are there X-Men movies outside of Wolverine?
Yeah, a shit ton of them.
Like who?
They came out with like a new, they like changed the entire cast.
Yeah.
With like a new age.
You mean individual ones or?
Yeah. Like yeah. Individual ones.
No.
Okay. So Wolverine is the star.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No. They,
Deadpool is quasi it.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. Deadpool is apparently going to be in the MCU as well. So like I saw a rumor where they're going to drop him into the parts that like Stan Lee would usually have, where they'll just drop him into every single Marvel movie to have like some random scene. Where you just talk shit to people. Breaks the fourth wall.
Stanley's dead, right?
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. Sounds like somebody made a point. Okay. So back to NFL, if I might.
You in sports. Jeez.
I know. God.
Yeah, right? I don't want to talk for an hour about Marvel shit. Like, get out of here. All right.
Before we go to sports.
All right, Falcon Winter Soldier. Let's go. That shit starts tomorrow. Come on.
There is a local radio spot that clearly started when Endgame was a thing.
Okay.
And they're talking about striking down cancer. Ooh. And whenever that Marvel Endgame music comes on at the end of that cancer commercial.
Oh yeah.
I just get chills down my spine.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you guys a secret here? I haven't seen the last two Avenger movies.
You didn't see
how?
Endgame? Nope.
What? Endgame was like a cultural phenomenon.
I, did not. I just didn't. I've never been a big fan of the Avengers stuff.
Bro, you got to watch the last two, like Infinity War and Endgame. You have to at least
they're
just
good.
Watch
them. They're good.
I'm just glad. I hope they all die. I guess. I like Guardians of the Galaxy. Hopefully, they didn't die. That's the only thing I can hope for.
Yeah, that twig died.
Oh no, not the twig.
That possum definitely got nuked.
And the possum shit.
Yeah, you're gonna not want to watch Infinity War. I'm just saying. yeah, that doesn't end well for a whole bunch of them.
My last thing before we go on to sports. Yeah, sure. We got to. My favorite thing about Endgame though wasn't Endgame. It was the clips that would show up on social media of people illegally filming Endgame and recording the oh god. See, I'm not that good with the Captain America and Thor and Thanos scene or the hammer thing comes to Captain America and everyone just stands up and goes fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
In the theaters.
It's
moving.
Captain America is the first person other than Thor to be able to move the hammer.
Yes, it was great. That was my favorite part. It was just that, like, all those clips of like 45 seconds that popped up of people just losing their shit in the theaters. I will say that was the longest break I think on social media I've taken in like 5 years was when Endgame came out, because I knew I had to see it.
You didn't want spoilers?
And everyone was intentionally spoiling it. So I was true. All right, I'm out.
That's true. Yeah, Ski, you got to watch that movie.
Do you know how it ends?
I assume Thanos gets defeated and some people die and some people don't.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Pretty right.
You know which ones die?
You just summed up every Martin Scorsese movie too, by the way.
Yeah, true. Scorsese, real quick. I finally watched Taxi Driver for the first time. Watched it like a couple weeks ago. That movie sucks. Oh my god!
It does not age well.
It is so fucking boring. Oh my god! Yeah. Oh, I said this. I think I said it online too. I was like, I'm an hour into this fucking movie and nothing has happened yet. Like, what is this shit?
I had not seen Taxi Driver for easily a decade, right?
Yeah.
And like 2 years ago, it was on one day. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch Taxi Driver. Eric's like, what's this? I'm like, oh, it's classic.
Classic,
you know, it's De Niro,
right?
Marty Scorsese, you know? Like, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
And like every like 20 minutes, she's like, when does it get good? I'm like, oh, you just got to wait. It's nuanced. Good. Ah, it's the subtleties. And like the fourth time, I was like, God, this movie just sucks.
I had people get it over to, with. I had people compare it to the Joker movie. I was like, Joker is a billion times better than that shit. It's like, it's not even in the same fucking ballpark as far as I'm concerned. Like in terms of, like, De Niro was good in it. Like, I'll give him credit. Like, he was good. He played a really good crazy person towards the end. Like, I'll give him credit. But like the movie itself is not good. Like,
how many times have you watched Joker, by the way?
Twice.
What about you, Ski?
Zero.
How am I the cinema man tonight?
I don't like superhero shit.
It's
really.
Not a superhero.
He's not a superhero. Joker is Batman's
It's in the same universe.
Not at all.
I've only watched it once, and I don't know if I'll watch it again for a really long time because it's really dark.
Really dark.
Like, I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Boy.
Like, uncomfortably dark.
Yeah, I just feel like calling the suicide line and just telling them I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel gross. Like
there's a reason Joaquin Phoenix got an Oscar for that. Like, he's incredible in that movie. Like, you gotta watch it, dude. You just know. Okay. The only like even hint at a superhero in the whole movie is like the fact that he meets Bruce Wayne when he's like a little kid. And that's it. There's like one scene with them and it was like super uncomfortable because he's a fucking crazy person. And it's, that's it.
I will say I've been very jaded since post Burton Batman movies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I watched
since Schumacher.
I did like the Dark Knight the one with Ledger.
Yeah.
Didn't watch any after that.
You didn't watch Dark Knight Rising?
Nope. I watched Zero after the first Dark Knight.
Bruce Wayne!
Bruce. We'll say.
And that's the thing is I
like that movie.
I love Hardy so much,
but,
too.
But if you watch now some of Bane's lines.
Oh.
So what's your plan now, Bane?
Crush this plan. Oh, the fucking scene where they blew up Heinz Field. Oh, my God. With Heinz Ward, like, returning a kick, and the field is, like, blowing up behind him as he's running. That's the coolest shit ever.
They actually had Heinz Ward in there?
It's literally Heinz Ward.
Yeah, he returned, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's sitting there listening to the anthem. Yeah.
He's returning a kick, which is totally inaccurate. So, you know, whatever. Fucking figure it out, Nolan. Jesus.
To crush this plane.
Bruce Wayne. No, no, Mr. Wayne. I expect you to die.
Because Ski's talking about how he doesn't like superheroes. There's this account on Twitter where it's like, Batman isn't a superhero. And it just runs down through all these scenarios.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hey, this rich guy found some teenagers smoking weed in the alley and fucked him up and sent him to jail. And it's so good. So he did that. He does that. Batman's kind of a dick. He shakes down the citizens of Gotham for no reason. Way too often.
Womps their ass and then leaves them in the gutter for the police to pick up.
He thought they were snorting cocaine. That was just Smarties. Yeah. Pixie sticks.
Oh, man.
Sounds to me like Batman is, it kind of sounds like big government and the Joker and Bane, you know, they're just little people trying to help out everyone getting oppressed.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like Bane would have fit in really well on January 6th. Take back your city!
By the way, that gets explored. That's like a huge theme of the Joker movies. You're right there. Yeah. Because Bruce Wayne's dad is kind of a dick. And the scene at the end that I want to talk about so bad. You need to watch that movie, dude.
Let me know when Keaton's in it, and then I'll view it again.
He's gonna be in the Flash movie or something, isn't he?
Yes, he's coming. Yeah, he's coming back.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
They're doing Flashpoint. They're bringing Flashpoint, so they're bringing in like different versions of Batman or something like that.
I think my favorite Batman like fun fact is that they didn't realize until the Christian Bale movies that like they shouldn't make the mask and the shoulders like one plate to where Batman couldn't turn his head. He had to turn his whole body if he wanted to look.
He was like an 80s linebacker.
He had the collar on, the big pads.
His helmet literally wouldn't turn.
When the Joker was on his left, he had to turn his whole body. It was just...
They did a joke about that in the first Christopher Nolan movie. Like Morgan Freeman says that. He's like, so you want to be able to turn your head? And okay. All right.
Sports.
No, let's keep this great. Let's go. The fucking 4-hour Justice League. I mean, as soon as this basketball game is over, I'm starting that shit. No, that's not true. I got to sleep at some point tonight. Some of us have jobs in the morning. Oh, by the way, so I'm usually the kind of person who just like makes fun of people who, you know, bitch about daylight savings time and stuff, but it fucking kicked my ass this week. Like, I don't know what it is, man. Like, there's so I guess back in the day, like this job, the job I work, I start at 8 o'clock. And so it's like, I guess there's a bigger difference between waking up at 7, getting moved up to 6 versus, you know, previous jobs where I'd wake up at like 9 or 8 and it moves up to, you know, 7 or 8 or something like that, you know? But fuck, dude, I've been like dragging ass this week. I don't know about
same. You. And 100%. And I think part of it is because last year, right when daylight savings hit, the world was over. Like no one was waking up. Everything sucked anyway. I don't think I paid attention to it.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like, good Lord, why is it so? It's 6:55. Why is it pitch dark out?
Oh, dark outside.
It's so dark still, and it's been cold this week.
Cold, really cold. Yeah,
like sub 30. It has been a tough adjustment this week.
And a 100%. Tough week this week. We're almost through it, guys. Almost through it to the comic book movie and the comic book TV show. Those are my milestones at the end of the week.
By the way, the Bruins are up by four.
I see that.
I do like that my dog is dumb enough and can't read a clock, so now it wakes up like an hour later instead of, you know, jumping on me and be like, hey, let's go. Sun just popped up. Let's go. Let's get it going. 6:30. Let's do it.
Sounds awful. It sounds like you're like doing an infomercial for not owning animals. Spay or neuter your pets. You're Bob Barker.
I mean, I have to resod my backyard this spring.
Uh-huh.
Because we got a puppy in the beginning of last June, and we don't really have grass.
Yeah.
And don't get pets, people.
So was it like was it a tearing up, or was it just the pissing and shitting everywhere? And
it was more of a tearing up. And okay. I by about August, I was like, you know what? It's just gonna have to resod it next spring. So fuck, just kill it all, dogs.
Call it a wash. Yeah,
yeah.
The first day of spring's in a couple days. We got the words about sprouts coming out here.
Yeah, Sunday. It's when I'm shaving on Sunday. First time since August.
Sweet gardening tips coming up here. All right, shall we just get to our list then?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't really care about NFL shit right now. Other Marcus kind of got fucked. Raiders really try to fuck them. That's about it.
Well, I was going to talk about Trent Williams, but I mean, I could not.
Why?
Or we could talk about Russell Wilson.
No.
Nah, he sucks.
Well, yeah. The Bears like apparently offered like 3 first round picks, 2 players and like a second round pick or something for him. And then Pete Carroll, like in the middle, Pete Carroll slept on it and then woke up in the morning and was like, no, I don't want to do that trade. So, yeah, that's it, I guess. And then the Bears went and signed Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Great signing.
Oh, fantastic.
Like $10 million or something ridiculous.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do a list.
So, you know, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Racist.
I don't know what that actually means.
Yeah.
But it's really celebrating or anything. But, you know, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Celebrate St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah, it's a snake.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and by snakes, I'm pretty sure it means like heathens.
Yeah, because there wasn't Ireland like an Druid. Island.
It's attached.
Is
pretty
it?
Sure to
I don't
the
U. I don't care Britain. About Europe. So I remember my grandma went to Ireland like 10 years ago, and she tried to show me pictures, and I was like, "When did you go there?" She's like, "Like August." I'm like, "It looks like it's 30 degrees.
It looks a lot like here."
You're wearing a jacket and a beanie. Like, you went to vacation there?
Yeah.
You're growing moss, Grandma.
Yeah, go to places that aren't like here, Grandma.
Go to Aruba. Like, Jesus.
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. Grandma.
Yeah, we don't need to. Yeah, Grandma. We don't need to attach the pretty mama stuff to Grandma.
Yeah, the Florida Keys. All right, go ahead.
Go.
All right, so what's our list?
Our list is top whatever.
Top three.
Top three athletes.
No, it was baseball players, wasn't it?
I thought we said no to the baseball players.
No, we said no to the 90s baseball players.
Okay, that was a little too niche.
Well, I got some 90s baseball players too.
Yeah, I got a list here, but I pointed out
your three favorite baseball players that are Pats, Patrick, or St. Patrick's adjacent.
Yeah. All right. You start, Ski.
All right. My number three is Pat Neshek.
Boing. Pat Neshek. Remind us who Pat Neshek is.
Relief pitcher. Like
Twins?
Twins is probably what he's – it's kind of like not submarine, but not quite half, you know, side. He's down here. He's one of those guys.
Fantastic. Not enough guys like that. We need some submariners. and more submariners in the game. Let's start a petition. All right, my number three is Pat Borders. Obviously. Yep. Waiting for it. I don't really have a lot to say about Pat Borders.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
He was the 92 World Series MVP with Hell a slash yeah. line of 450, 500, and 700.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
750. Oh my gosh. I shortchanged Pat Borders.
Pretty yeah, good. Don't fuck Pat
all that,
Borders.
All like that information off the top of your head, too, man. Big Pat Borders. All right, what's
my number three? Yeah. My number three was actually a teammate of Pat Neshek.
Yeah.
Pat Mears, who had a solid 9-year career at shortstop for the Minnesota Twins and a little bit of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And in case you didn't know, he was the final out of David Wells' 1998 no-hitter.
Ooh. Knowledge.
That's pretty good.
There it is. All right. My number two is going to be Pat Burrell.
It's a good
Pat the Bat.
Yep.
Don't know his stats, but I'm gonna say he hit maybe 220 bombs in his career.
Sounds like a thing.
That sounds like a guess. That's a good guess, I think.
I like it. All right. I need help pronouncing my number two. Mm-hmm. You guys shared him earlier, but I looked him up. A Pat Listash.
Pat Listash.
There we go.
Which is French for the stash.
The stash. Yeah, obviously. He's the current coach of the Tacoma Rainiers.
And I think he's kind of like not jacked, but like fat jacked now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He would whoop your ass. And if you wanted to wrestle him, he'd bear hug guy. You. Yeah. Yeah. Very
guy. Yeah.
Is he like Mike Bibby-esque?
No,
not that big.
Not quite. No, all not right. quite that. No, no. No one's that big.
That's a great joke.
FYI, I got like 5 Pat Listash rookie cards held on to because I had high hopes for him. I don't think they're worth much.
Well, get up to Tacoma and get them shit signed.
Let me get that shit graded, get it signed. I might get a couple bucks.
Sell them on eBay, brah. I'm told the baseball card market is booming right now thanks to Pokemon. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to that, but apparently Pokemon cards are a big thing and people are selling them now. And it's... made baseball cards more valuable as well.
Well, I think their only value is current ones, because current ones come with like signatures and shit,
mm-hmm.
or you got to get back to like the 50s.
Really old ones, yeah.
Yeah. They
got to be signed, yeah.
Our like 80s and 90s cards are worth dick because they made so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say my oldest found a Charizard card.
There you go.
That if in pristine condition is selling for like $600 on eBay. His is not in pristine condition. He might get like 200, but he says he told me. Yeah, he told me he went down. We went down to the dollar store like just this last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Got some card sleeves, and yep. And I was like, "Do you want to put it on eBay? Like whatever." And he was like, "Nope, I got diamond strong hands, man. I'm taking Charizard to the moon." Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Hold thing. The line, bud. Hold the line.
That's fantastic. All right, who's up? Is it you now?
My number two, Pat, is another Toronto Blue Jay, Pat Henkin.
Pat Henkin.
Throwing all the gems here.
Mm-hmm. Pat Henkin won the 1996 AL Cy Young.
Love it. I love that none of ours have like matched either. Like this is great. We're in full spectrum Pat so far. All right, who's your one, Ski?
My number one, I don't remember him as a player really, and I don't think he's very good, but he has strong sperm. Pat Mahomes, senior.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very good genetics.
We're talking cum.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw another one. There you go.
What happens right before you come?
Just let that breathe. Right before, by the way. Right before. It's like boing. Ah! Yeah. That's how it works.
Pat McCombs.
Okay. Okay. My number one.
Splat Mahomes.
Oh, God. You got any more? I'm here for him.
No, I think I'm good. Cool.
All right. My number one is Pat Venditti or Venditti. Remember him?
Two. One from the right side and one from the left side.
Oh, so good. Made his debut for the A's, obviously, which is why I like him so much. He was like 29 when he made his MLB debut. Threw from the right, switched it up, threw from the left. Baseball created a fucking rule because of him. It's literally called the Pat Venditti rule. And, yeah.
Sounds like they had a real Venditti over him.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
There it is. Jeez. Tough crowd. Damn.
That shit might work on the Missing Persons podcast, but not here.
Yeah, not here, buddy. Yeah. You save that shit for the masses. What was that?
Missing person music.
Oh, nice. All right. So you're number one now?
My number one is Pat Gillick.
Yeah.
Because the Mariners hired Pat Gillick to get them a World Series because he won two in Toronto and he never even made the playoffs because the Seattle Mariners, they fucking suck. No one cares about the Mariners.
They're terrible.
Fall into the Puget Sound Mariners.
They've been terrible for so long. It's been great.
I do have two St. Paddy's themed player names as well.
Okay.
That I threw in here. So we got Paul Pot of Gold Schmidt and John Shamrocker.
No, we are not doing John Rocker puns.
We are
Sham, 2021. Rains. We're gonna get canceled.
How about Shamrock Reigns? How about that?
Yes.
No.
Much Sham- more palatable.
My daddy goes bow hunting.
Sean Rocker, jeez, please. Pay attention to the news.
Hey, I'm trying to get us some fucking listens here, man.
Good non-baseball one for you, King, would be Matt Patricia, because of the beard. Matt Patricia, yeah. Yeah. Just thought of that. UCLA going to beat Michigan State?
Yeah.
How about that?
I picked that.
Don't call it a comeback. Well, good for them. I guess that says good things about the Pac-12. Sure, why not? Even though Michigan State's not good.
Get some more money, I guess.
Sure. Does it?
Yeah, I think it.
Do they get a payday for this?
Get payday for making the field.
Okay. I
don't even unless these teams actually get the same as, you know, making the tournament.
Yeah. You know who doesn't get the same is the NCAA women's teams.
Sedona is putting the NCAA on
Sedona blast. Putting them on blast. By the way, Sabrina's there too. And Sabrina was like posting videos on her Twitter. And Sabrina posting videos on her Twitter has a little bit bigger umph than Sedona Prince. Nothing against Sedona Prince. Like, she's fantastic. But Sabrina calling you out, you better fucking fix that shit. Like, now.
Hey, the weight room
is egregious.
Yeah. Such a bad look, dude.
But I am so tired of athletes being like, hey, look at our bubble food. It's bad.
Right.
Did you see what they were feeding NBA players? Like,
yeah, no, it's the same.
It's
the
gross. Same it's all gross.
Here. Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember who I saw tweet it, but they threw something out where they're on the left side, it was the women's, on the right side, it was the men's. Mm. And I was like, it all looks like shit. Like,
yeah, it's all bad.
It's just the women's food is in a, you know, clam shell, and the guys is in, like, you know, more of a traditional buffet line. It's all bad. The weight room stuff and the swag bag stuff, that's really whack. The swag bag is not even close.
The men got like shampoo and deodorant, like, and
14 things of shampoo. Yeah.
You know what that is? It's like what you get at a basketball camp. So like you go to a basketball camp that's not at home, everybody's camping out in the dorms or whatever. Like that's the shit they give you. It's like a bag, it's got a t-shirt, it's got a towel, it's got some deodorant. It's like they literally had fucking wipes. Like there were wipes in there. It's like, hey, your balls are gonna get real sweaty, so make sure you fucking wipe them off. Like you guys gotta use a communal shower. Like I know it's COVID times, but you all gotta shower together, but you know. If you can't shower, like if the water gets too cold, use these to wipe your balls off. Like, fuck NCAA. That's so whack. Very typical, though.
Yes.
Very
typical. Not a huge surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, like, I'm not, like, what do they usually get for swag bags for the tournament? I don't even know.
I don't really know. Yeah, I don't really know.
So
I just know bowl stuff, really.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but those are individual bowls from the sponsors of the bowl.
Right.
And so, like, I don't know.
My first guess was that both the men and the women got bigger swag bags this year than normal because they're doing the bubble thing.
Right.
And then in my head, I was like, boy, that really makes the women's swag bag look even way shittier. Because what do they get in normal years?
Yeah.
A shirt, a towel, and a toothbrush?
Yeah. Water bottle.
A water bottle? Of Dasani
from the 90s that had like the plastic thing coming out.
We've made progress in this country, but we have not made enough.
Well, thank God we have people like Sedona to call them out on it. Otherwise, they'd keep doing it. Boy, the worst part was
you're actually like they're gonna stop.
Well, the worst part was the statement they made about it there not being enough room, and then they're like,
They were just like, oh, here's a camera, there's a lot of room,
here's a whole bunch of room, as if they wouldn't show people. Like,
so we're like 20 seconds out from running out of time. So I was gonna make a joke before we got on to hot societal talk, you know, about amongst the sexes. I was gonna say the Michigan State Spartans. And I was going to call them the Fall Apartans.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw that in. I didn't know how to work it in.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. That's a good way to end the podcast. I like it.
Sports.